Capture what we will go through in our own lives. So as I looked at what is it that we should learn about ourselves in becoming conscious, I was drawn to write Anatomy of the Spirit, and here I want to share with you that in the beginning, I started to put together the material that I had taught for many years. As I was writing the book, I entered what I call the desert. Anytime you do something creative, you enter a desert where you stop and you wait for the spirit of what you're doing to meet you. When I entered the desert of anatomy, I didn't expect it to last as long as it did, especially if your editor is saying, here's the next chapter, and you can't exactly say I'm in the desert when you live in Chicago, you know what I mean? It lacks a little something. But I was teaching, and I love to teach. When I'm teaching, I feel electric. My inside was pondering this deep mystery. If I was going to teach people that we are comprised of seven centers of energy, that we are a human energy system, how come I couldn't find a counterpart to it in the Christian tradition or in the Judaic tradition? How come I couldn't find it? If we're divided into seven arenas of power, seven chakras, as in Buddhism, as in Hinduism, how come the Western side of the world didn't have anything to offer that was its equal counterpart? This really struck me as imbalanced. So now I was teaching in a classroom, and I did what I usually do, which is to begin with seven circles in a line, seven chakras, up and down, so I'm about to introduce the seven energies. And I turned around, and looking at those seven circles, I suddenly saw the seven Christian sacraments slip into those seven circles, and the Judaic tree of life and the cover slip into those seven circles, and they begin to pulsate right in front of my eyes. And I realized I was looking at a universal life force that was written into seven levels of power that was captured in every single tradition. Now, I will say a word just by way of introduction of what the seven sacraments are. And the sacraments are seven rituals that began in the early Christian church that represented the taking of vows and agreements with heaven. So that the first one, baptism, is the agreement to raise the child that you brought into this life within the Christian tradition. The second sacrament, at the literal level, but I'll teach it to you at the symbolic, was the agreement to worship Jesus as your role model of God. And in keeping with that, you receive a host, a little white wafer during the ceremony of Mass that represented receiving the Christ energy. That was called communion. Of course, I'll teach you the symbolic meaning of that power. It means that you literally put the power of the Christ energy into your system. And then you receive the sacrament of confirmation. The sacrament that was the agreement to live according to a certain honor code that's quoted in Christian tradition. The fourth sacrament was marriage. The fifth, confession, a very progressive sacrament considering the times. It was created almost 1950 years ago. Actually, a little older than that. It was post-Christ energy, so maybe 1990 years ago. And you realize it was the first almost therapeutic form of release that recognized the spirit needed to release the things that it was holding in it, our negativity. Confession came from that. Ordination, the sacrament that recognizes that each one of us has something of great sacred significance to give to our external world, to our social environment, to each other. And the last sacrament was extreme unction, originally meaning the anointing of the dead, the last rites. What does that mean? It means that we're supposed to finish our unfinished business before we go on. Now think about that. Before we go on to heaven, but also what I'll teach you. is that it's essential to finish your unfinished business before you can go on with the next step of your life. So the sacraments were the seven sacred rituals of the Christian tradition. Now, the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life, I want to share the story that in the Judaic system, Yahweh your God says, I'm going to give you 10 powers, 10 qualities. Develop these and come home to me. And when the Kabbalists went to articulate what those 10 powers were, they partnered some of them so that they ended up on 7 levels. And this became the Tree of Life. These are the 10 qualities contained within us that we are meant to develop in this life on this planet. Now hold that thought. Now let's look over the 7 sacraments. The 7 sacraments within the Christian tradition mark the passage of power points. It marks the passage of journeys from one level of consciousness, one level of empowerment, one level of the reception of grace to the next. It never occurred to me till I did this mark that these forces actually lived within our biological nature, that it wasn't just external rituals we were participating in our church or in our synagogue, but rather that if we understood that we are the Tree of Life, that we contain the 7 sacraments, that we are these power systems, I start from 1 and work my way up to 7. 1 meaning the base or the chakra that's at the base of your spine, and then we move up so that we conclude at the 7th, which is at the crown. The Tree of Life, while it moves in the same way, its numbering is reversed, meaning that the top of the Tree of Life is number 1 and it works its way down, so the only difference is the number of system. Having said that, the alignment of the symbolic power tradition. I took the Christian tradition and I took the Eastern tradition and I unified it, and I thought, what would we look like if I put these 3 rich traditions together? And I recognized that by merging them, each one of them contributed a universal teaching that pulsated in our body in 7 levels of power. And now if someone to say, how would I define reason we are born? I would say this. We are born to manage power. That is the one thing we have in common. And what the sacraments are, what the chakras are, what the Tree of Life is, are all variations of names for the stages of power through which we progress in our maturation toward becoming conscious. And that if we understood and lived by these simple truths, there's a real good chance our entire spiritual biological system is going to be balanced. Yeah. I'm going to give you a perspective that I want to hold in your head. No, that I view in your head. And that's my definition of what does it mean to become conscious. And I want you to ponder this. From my point of view, conscious means the capacity to make the journey, seeing through the illusions of your life, to being able to think that there is truth, life is an illusion. We've had many teachers say this, but what does that mean? Let's put it in this language. When you take things literally, you're looking at things through only your 5 senses, from a perspective that says, only what I'm looking at is all there is. Just what I can see in my eyes in this moment, what I can hear. And then you return to your interior self with that data, and you inhabit the mirror of what you've just seen. You will interpret the
suggestion is not every type of mind is not right to tell us that. The stack of stone is not right to tell us that. The stack of stone is not right to tell us that.
definition of anything accurate. How often do you take something like that that you discover that is not right for you? I'm not done with that again. I was to a class of code, and they detail the show again. It's against the way to solve the problem. And here's where these items are in the middle. Symbolic is also the capacity to see something universal, as if you were participating in something that belonged to everybody and you were a part of it. Let me give you an example. It's very easy to take a criticism to take a remark someone makes to you personally. Someone might be very abrupt with you one day and you decide that they're angry at you and you go with a very new scenario around why that person reacted to you the way they did, only to find out that it had nothing to do with you and you spent the whole day losing your energy. Anything's possible if you see this symbolically. I can see that there are good things in our life. You would be far more sick. The journey of becoming conscious is all about that. Take this one step further. You can understand the symbolic nature of life the more energetic beings can penetrate biological nature. I'm going to say that again. The best way for me to say this, for a talk I heard somewhere once upon a time, I've lived in Alaska for a brief period of time, and there was a man there who was very special. His name was Joseph. He was local, and lots of people knew him, and they respected him a great deal. And one day he said to me, "This is one of those power moments that change your lives." He said to me, "You know, lots of people come up here to study the beauty of Alaska. We have beautiful plants and we have beautiful trees." And he says, "So they study how fast and how long it takes a tree to get tall, and how much water a plant needs, and how much sunlight a plant needs." And he says, "But you know, they never ask about the spirit of the plant." He says, "So they leave here and they'll know how much fertilizer or how much water, but they can't wake the plant up. They can't get its spirit to talk to them." He said, "Now we can. Therefore, the plant comes and heals." What does it mean to be able to wake the energy up that's contained within something? Not just contained within a plant, but contained within an experience in your life. Every single experience of our lives, every single relationship, every single moment, contains a unit of energy that is meant to come into our system and empower us, not disempower us. We're not meant to be confused by our lives, we're meant to be empowered by them. The trigger point is the capacity to say, "Only good is happening here, even though it might hurt." The trigger point is the ability to see your life symbolically. Now, tribe. was pulled together for this incarnation. You baptize your family, you return it. And in doing that, you take your spirit back from the perception that there was ever an error or a mistake with the birthing process of you into your identity. And you think of all the things and all of the years people spend in therapy, what they're trying to do is take your spirit back from the perception that they have incarnated into you. They are, in fact, acting out the ceremony of baptism. Then add to that the root of the tree of life is the energy of Shekinah. It's the energy of the imprint of the connection to Gaia, to the life force. Symbolically, your first chakra in the tradition of the tree of life is connected to the everybody,
and we used it.
That we never quite get around to.
Number of patients.
We never quite do. It's very hard to actually live by that perception of being
programmed
so
quite a bit.
It takes some imagination to begin to think I'm magnetically connected to all.
This particular lady had been told she had one breast removed.
But all is one. Now, you know what's so exquisite is we learn this truth. The first thing you learn on the journey toward becoming conscious is that all is one. That's not a new truth. That's as old as it gets. But I don't think we've ever applied that as a biological
analysis.
I think instead, it's been one of those truths like love everybody that we never quite get around to in practice. We never quite do. It's very hard to actually live by that perception that all is one. So it takes some imagination to begin to think I'm magnetically connected to all forms of life, to all that is. Now, I'm going to add another kind of interesting element here. And that's that we ask you to endure as we begin to
direction
behavioral code. It directs you toward a symbolic, archetypal, universal behavioral code. All of a sudden, see somebody, yet you would instinctively judge and think, oh, why doesn't that person get a haircut or pull all those beads out of his whatever kind of judgment you throw at somebody. All of a sudden, you get a kid in your sight. You say, oh, take that thing, it's not okay. But it's strong to be the one you used to get in the first place. So where's that coming from? Or you might be watching the news, and you see floods in China. But suddenly you have a magnetic feeling, a need, to perhaps respond even in prayer for them. That's the activity of the one acting through you. I would even go so far as to say that I think that
that new low, then you will start to put on
good
people
weight.
People who look like us are one.
She said, all right, I'm going through with this. Months went by. She stayed pace through the program. She came in one day, a walking skeleton. Cheeks were sunken. No, it was just skin over the bones. And she said, you know, my neighbors and family come to me. Yep, a few days to live.
Good. He said, I'm good. Regardless of what they say.
So she did.
And then one day she came to a new low. What happened? She started to put on weight. Using the same type of grape juice. She started putting on weight. And within a few weeks, she filled out. I know now is still out talking about her.
And suddenly you're looking.
She's alive.